The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. How did you guys like all this rain and snow? Did you like it? Yes.
Jesus.
You liked it? Very good. Everybody liked it?
The rain.
The rain. You like the rain?
The view.
The view. How does nature look after the rain, after it rains, and you look at the mountains, they're all white. How does it look like? What does it remind you of?
Jesus.
Reminds you of Jesus? Why does it remind you of Jesus? What does it remind you of?
Snow.
Snow, okay. What does the white snow remind you of?
God.
God, very good. But why does it remind you of God and Jesus?
Because snow.
Say it again.
Because snow.
Okay, the snow. Let's see second graders. Oh, well, let's see some of the K class here.
The rain is good for the drought.
Very good. The rain is good for the drought. Anything else?
Makes everything clean.
Very good. It makes everything look clean, right? With all the rain, it, you know, brings down the dirt from the trees, the cars, all the, you know, flowers and, you know, everything. And you look at the mountains with the snow, they look so clean and bright, right, when the sun shines on them. And the same thing God does with us when God forgives us our sins. Now, second graders, what's going to happen next week on Monday? You're having a special celebration.
First reconciliation.
Very good. First reconciliation. It's kind of the same thing. Sometimes when we fail to love like Jesus taught us, by sometimes not listening to our parents, not obeying what they tell us, or fighting with our friends or siblings, we get, you know, dirty inside. And Jesus wants us always to be clean so we can shine brightly like the beautiful snow on the mountains. So that's why Jesus invites us to come and tell him what we've done wrong so we can know what to do, how we can make it better. And then Jesus reminds us that he loves us. Despite those times that we fail to love, Jesus always loves us if we love him back and we're willing to change. And then he will give you the power to do better, so you can love more, so you can be a loving person as you deal with your friends, families, and at school with everyone. So are you excited about it? Are you scared? A little bit, huh? Why are you scared? What scares you about it?
We're gonna see a lot of people, and it's a little bit new to us.
Very good. It's a little bit new to you, right? Let's see another answer.
Because we have to remember the prayer of the act of contrition.
Okay, very good. Because you have to remember the prayers. Another
answer. It's kind of scared because like sometimes when you're being forgiven, you don't know all your sins you've done, and you kind of get scared.
Right. So these are good answers because, you know, sometimes you might forget the prayers. You don't have to worry about the prayers. On Monday, we're going to say all the prayers together, okay, before you come to the priest to tell us your sins. And sometimes you might say, but what if I forget a sin? It's okay. God knows what we're doing. What's important is that you're asking God to help you to do better, to love more, okay? God knows what we've done. All right. Somebody said it's new. That's true. Every time we do something new, it's kind of scary in the beginning, like your first day in the school. You were scared. You know, you don't know who's going to be with me in my classroom, who's going to be my teacher. But then you'll find out it's great fun, right? You don't get scared the second day. The third day, you get less and less scared. So you have nothing to, it's new, but we're going to be sitting out here, so we'll be in front of family and friends. There won't be a lot of people. It's only your family and your class will be here. Okay, so you'll know everybody. You'll know the priest, myself, Father Andrew, Monsignor Conley. We might have another priest help us. So you'll know everyone, so you don't have to worry about the people being here. Okay? The other thing is sometimes we're nervous because do you think Jesus will always forgive us? What do you think? How many of you think yes? Raise your hand if you say yes. Okay, how many thinks no? Very good. Jesus will always forgive us if we're really sincere in changing and trying to do better. So there is no sin that Jesus will not forgive us for. Okay? So I know you're going to be a little nervous, but that's okay. But I want you to really think about what you want to tell Jesus and be prepared so that you can open your heart so can Jesus fill you with his love. Remember, it's like the rain that comes down. It cleans everything and makes everything fresh.